This is Jay Sekulow. The Palestinian Authority joins the International Criminal Court for one purpose only, to prosecute Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Yesterday, an Iranian general brazenly declared, and I quote, "Israel's destruction is non-negotiable." But evidently, giving Iran's murderous regime a clear path to the bomb is negotiable. This is unconscionable.
The world is starving for American leadership. But America has an anti-war president. We have no strategy, overarching strategy, to deal with a growing terrorist threat.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
As acting president of the International Criminal Court, it is my great pleasure to address this gathering at which we formally welcome the State of Palestine as the 123rd state party to the Rome Statute.
On this important day, and on behalf of the State of Palestine, I wish to reiterate our pledge to cooperate with the prosecutor, judges, and entire institution of the ICC to promote the principles and objectives of the court and Rome Statute. Palestine will remain a determined and principled defender of the universal values that the court was established to advance.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
So, the International Criminal Court in The Hague has welcomed the State of Palestine into the Rome Statute, which is the governing document. The State of Palestine is now a full participant in the International Criminal Court. Two things you need to understand right off the top. Number one, there's no state of Palestine. The UN has not declared it a state. They've declared themselves a state. They're not internationally recognized as a state. And understand this, that the Palestinian Authority's governing partnership is with Hamas. Hamas calls for the destruction of the State of Israel. That does not comply nor comport with universal declarations, nor does it comport with the Rome Statute itself. And if the Palestinian Authority thinks that they are going to now use the ICC, which is the plan, to go after the Jewish State of Israel, they're going to have another thing coming. And let me tell you what that is. I've just returned with our team from the University of Oxford, Harris Manchester College, where we had lawyers and public policy people from eight countries participating on our symposium that dealt with a lot of these issues. I have authorized this morning the Law of War team at the ACLJ, including our office in Jerusalem, to prepare a complaint to file against the Palestinian Authority alleging a continuous act and continuous war crimes, crimes against humanity and war crimes that have been instigated, perpetrated, and delivered by the Palestinian Authority. We are not giving them a free pass on the international stage. That's just not going to happen. Now, Jordan, you and I have been in Israel and have been the subject of incoming Hamas-Palestinian Authority rockets. We know what that's like firsthand.
Well, that's right. And so, you know, this is a move by the Palestinians to, again, try and put Israel in the crosshairs of the International Criminal Court. But the truth is, it should be the Palestinians, if the International Criminal Court was at all reliable, who should be nervous right now. It should be Hamas leadership that should be nervous right now. And Palestinian Islamic Jihad supporters, the funders of these terrorists, the funders of Hamas, because now they should be subject to war crimes charges. And certainly, they don't have a legal system which has held them accountable.
We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, folks. Why are we negotiating with the Iranians, giving them a pathway to nuclear weapons, while Saeed Abedini's in prison, and at the same time, we are allowing the, quote, State of Palestine to go to the International Criminal Court to bring charges against the ICC, at the ICC against Israel? I've been there before, folks, at the ICC. We'll be back again. We're taking your calls. What is this president up to? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got 276,885 signatures for Pastor Saeed Abedini. Discussions going on today in Iran. Do not leave Pastor Saeed behind. You could sign that petition at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
As negotiations intensify to reach a deal over Iran's nuclear capabilities, the focus is once again on Iran. While the Obama administration has repeatedly spoke out on behalf of imprisoned American pastor Saeed Abedini, now is the time for his release. Now more than ever, it's critical that as nuclear negotiations with Iran continue to move forward, the U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is released. Join the more than 200,000 people who have taken a stand on this issue. Add your name to our petition, No Deals with Iran Without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise. He must bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
As acting president of the International Criminal Court, it is my great pleasure to address this gathering at which we formally welcome the State of Palestine as the 123rd state party to the Rome Statute.
You know, a couple of problems with that. Number one, there's no State of Palestine. I mean, this is the delegitimization of not only the State of Israel, this makes a mockery of the whole International Criminal Court and The Hague in the first place. Now, I've been there. I've appeared before the office of the prosecutor. Arguing for Israel's right to defend itself, which, by the way, we also won. So this whole idea that that this is a legitimate state flies in the face of international documents and international legal standards and international norms. But let me tell you something. State of Palestine, Hamas is your partner that calls for the destruction of Israel in their charter. Let's tell you right now, you think that there's quote, benefits supposedly coming with the ascension into the ICC? There's also burdens that come with it. Let's play. There's a bite about that, actually. Let's play number five, because I'm going to tell you what this is going to mean. This is the vice president of the International Criminal Court.
Accession to a treaty is, of course, just the first step. As the Rome Statute Day enters into force for the State of Palestine, Palestine acquires all the rights as well as responsibilities that come with being a state party to the statute.
Yeah. Let me tell you part of the responsibility. You don't get to use hospitals as missile launching points. That's one. You don't get to use schools as missile launching points. That's two. You don't get to have tunnels dug underneath your neighbor Israel's sovereign land and then kidnap and kill three teenagers. Yeah, you don't get to do that either. You don't get to send suicide bombers into civilian areas. That's another one. So let me tell you something. If the Palestinian Authority did this as a ploy, which I think it is, the reality is there's going to be serious consequences, and we're going to make sure, and I'm telling you right now, we've got an ACLJ team. We've won at the ICC before. We are going to lay out the case against the Palestinian Authority and Hamas. That simple, that directly. Now, if you don't think that they're going to go after Israel on this, take a listen to their foreign minister, number six.
In the face of the great injustice our people are enduring and the repeated crimes committed against it, Palestine has decided to seek justice, not vengeance. We seek justice because it is the anchor on which a future of peace and stability can be firmly established.
Yeah, you know what? Jordan, they think, and this is what's so absurd, they think the American people and the rest of the world is naive to what they're doing here. And the reality is everybody understands this is a political ploy. The ICC has now fallen for this. And there are great responsibilities that come with it. You're not kidding. Like, you don't get to kill civilians, which is their modus operandi.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, what we have got to realize, and everyone listening to this now, because unfortunately, you know, with all the news with Iran and everything else, and we've been talking about that, and there's not a lot new there, right? And it got extended, and
right.
We have not seen the framework understanding yet. And when we do, we'll analyze that for everybody. But that's, of course, dominating the news. This move by the Palestinians, I mean, there was talk in the past that this would trigger the stoppage of U.S.
Yep.
funding to the Palestinians, which is $400 million a year baseline. That's baseline. And moves like this and at the United Nations would trigger that. I know there's talk in Congress, but this is that whole idea that the administration, it's a lack of respect and a lack of a clear policy. Obviously, they weren't telling the Palestinians that there would be anything in jeopardy if they did this other than the U.S. saying they disagree.
Well, let me ask Stan Bennett, this heads up our government affairs. We've already, as I said, we've mobilized our staff in Jerusalem, in Virginia, in Washington, in Strasbourg, to put together the case. But let's talk about, there used to be a penalty for this, Stan. Jordan mentioned this. And that penalty was, if you do this, we are not going, first of all, you're not only not hearing a condemnation coming out of the White House from Barack Obama, there was a penalty. And that penalty is you're going to stop getting the aid. What's the status of that?
Yeah, what Jordan brings up is a great example of why we engage these legislative battles, Jay. I mean, obviously, the unity government with Hamas should have ended the aid in the beginning. That did not happen under this administration.
And it should have.
It should have. But in December, instead of taking that defeat, we went to Congress and said, okay, listen, you need to include language that blocks funding for the Palestinian Authority if they pursue an ICC proceeding against Israel. Jay, as you know, we won that debate in December. Congress passed a law and President Obama signed into law legislation that blocks U.S. funding if these ICC proceedings proceed. So we are winning on the legislative front. Now, if this goes forward, we're going to have to doggedly fight to make sure that that law is applied. But we've got the right language in place because we engaged on this in December, and now we're just going to have to see it through.
So the fact of the matter is, folks, understand we've already got a win in the bank on this. So, Than, let's let everybody know what would happen. So what will we got this through in December. What happens?
So U.S. federal law now says that if the Palestinian Authority initiates an investigation through the International Criminal Court, that automatically suspends funding from the United States. So it's not just an ascension to the ICC that we saw today, but if they actually request that the ICC launch that investigation, the Obama administration, under federal law, will be compelled. It will not be their option. They will be compelled to shut off funding for the Palestinian Authority.
You know what's so fascinating here, folks? First of all, they're going to bring actions against Israel. That's why they've engaged this. So, I mean, make no mistake about that. We're preparing that defense. I'm not only preparing a defense, by the way. We are making an affirmative case against the Palestinian Authority and Hamas. We outlined a lot of this in our book, Rise of ISIS. By the way, there's a whole section in the book on Hamas. So you need to understand that's the partner of the Palestinian Authority. So let me encourage you to get Rise of ISIS. But we're going to do this in a two-prong step here. First, we're going to bring a case to the attention of the prosecutor, outlining the violations that the Palestinian Authority and their partner in government, Hamas, are engaged in right now that constitutes violations of the Rome Statute. That's the governing statute of the ICC. That's number one. Number two, the moment, and it will happen, that the Palestinian Authority, now that they've accepted their recognition of the binding nature of the Rome Statute, which is the International Criminal Court overriding document, and they bring that charge against Israel, we are going to demand that the legislation that's already been passed and approved be implemented. And that means $500 million of our money does not go to, guess who, the Palestinian Authority. Do I think we're going to have to fight the president on it? You bet. Do I think he will not allow money? He'll do everything he can to get money to that Palestinian Authority. His animus against Israel is so great. The question is, are we going to allow him, if he does this, to not comply with federal law? We're taking your calls on this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110, and we'll take your calls on this. And, folks, we want your opinion. What's motivating the president here to not say, hey, you went to the ICC, we told you not to do that, we're America, you don't get our money? Why is he not saying that? 1-800-684-3110. We urge you to give us a call. Jordan, let's get an update on Iran also with the situation with Pastor Saeed.
Well, now the talks have extended till today, so we were supposed to be able to analyze today on the broadcast a draft, at least agreement or understanding now. They don't even use specific terms like that, but really a two-pager with an attached explanation. Then we reported yesterday on the broadcast live that talks were getting pushed into today. That means that if it really does come to today, that by the end of close of business on the East Coast, we should have this document, supposedly, that lays out the plan. Now, when it comes to Saeed's situation, this would be yet another hurdle that the Iranians were able to pass, continue these negotiations, and Saeed's release has not yet occurred. So the pressure there is very important as we begin another month, and as we get close to Easter, that a persecuted American, a Christian, imprisoned in Iran, and while the U.S. is at the table, even extending talks to get Iran to do what many are questioning the deal or what even these terms are. But you're seeing Iran do exactly what everyone expected, which is to extend this out as long as possible.
Interesting, we got a comment from Twitter from Kayla Marcus. I think Ache Secular is spot on. Israel-Hamas warfare and the unlawful protection that terrorist groups are receiving. Caleb, thank you for your tweet on that. Let me tell you this, folks. It's serious. This move by, I call it the Hamas-led government and the Palestinian Authority is the secondary, because in fact of who's got authority, that's really where it is. But we're going to have to be aggressive on this. And as I said, I've got a two-pronged strategy that we're going to implement. That strategy is number one, we're going to bring the charges against the Palestinian Authority. They want to play by the ICC rules? Well, guess what? You don't get to then kill civilians. You don't get to send in suicide bombers. You can't use hospitals and schools as launching pads. You can't put tunnels underneath your neighboring state's sovereign territory. You don't get to do that. You don't get to put in suicide bombers. You don't get to kill teenagers. Hamas, Palestinian Authority. And let's also stop the nonsense. Everybody knows that the Palestinian Authority wants one thing and one thing only. Israel will be in control, because the moment Israel's not in control, guess what happens to the Palestinian Authority? They get thrown off the fourth floor of buildings in Gaza, and you think Hamas won't do the same thing in the Palestinian Authority? Jordan's going to let you know how you can stand with Pastor Saeed.
Folks, we need you to call our toll-free number now. That's 877-989-2255. The petition is clear. No deal without Saeed. Saeed should not be part of a nuclear deal. But the U.S. cannot continue these negotiations without getting Saeed and the other Americans home. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign this petition online. That's ACLJ.org, or call 877-989-2255.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. As negotiations intensify to reach a deal over Iran's nuclear capabilities, the focus is once again on Iran. While the Obama administration has repeatedly spoke out on behalf of imprisoned American pastor Saeed Abedini, now is the time for his release. Now more than ever, it's critical that as nuclear negotiations with Iran continue to move forward, the U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is released. Join the more than 200,000 people who have taken a stand on this issue. Add your name to our petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise. He must bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
in an effort to appease this restless feeling of unease.
By the way, that song Where I Stand, you get that when you acquire the book Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. We encourage you to get it. It's available at Barnes & Noble's. Available, of course, on Amazon, wherever books are sold. We encourage you to get it. My voice is a little bit sore. We were in Oxford for a week, and a lot of talking, as you can imagine, but it was a very important conference. We dealt with a lot of these issues, and that's where we put together our plan of exactly how we're going to deal with the situation with the Palestinian Authority and what's happening there. Let me also give a huge thank you to our ACLJ members, to the listeners of this radio broadcast. We exceeded our goal for our matching challenge for the month of March. March and April, of course, as you know, are two of our biggest, most important months of the year regarding the matching challenge. We exceeded it by almost 15%. That would not have happened, almost closer to 20%, really, without your support. And I want to thank all of you from all of us at the ACLJ and our teams around the globe, how much we appreciate what you've done. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. We are taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to tweet a comment in, you could do that too, at Jay Sekulow. We encourage you to do that. Let's go ahead and take a call.
Scott calling in from Idaho on line 4. Scott, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Scott.
Deal. I really don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to anybody at this point. Iran hasn't been a good world neighbor at all. I mean, they should show some good neighbor beliefs and help our hostages and get people back.
Well, you mean you know what you're talking about, Scott? There's called, we call it in diplomatic speak, it's called confidence building measures. You can sit down and negotiate. Of course, look who you're negotiating with. I mean, think about this for a moment. Why are we negotiating with Iran? I mean, the Islamic Republic of Iran we're negotiating with, whose forces are right now in Yemen, destroying, as you know, President Obama's model transition of power government. The same Iran that is now in Iraq, the same Iran that has forced a unification of or an alliance between Israel and Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Jordan, that Iraq, and that I mean that Iran, and then they're in Iraq. But Scott, you bring up the question: when the nuke deal is, I mean, everybody would like to see the Ayatollah not have nukes, but there's a lot going on there behind the scenes, and Jordan. What I guess, you know, it's perplexing to understand what's actually taking place here.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, we're in a situation where the Palestinians, it looks like they're taking advantage of obviously the unrest in the region where they're located and the international scope of terrorism, the distraction by the Obama administration, whether it's the Iranian nuclear talks that has got basically the full attention of the State Department, the crisis in Yemen, which Iran is part of, the fight against ISIS in Iraq and Syria and now Libya. And so they're kind of taking moves that, again, it's not going to dominate the news today. If you're listening to our broadcast, you're probably one of the few people that are really paying attention to the importance of this and the technical importance of what it can mean, you know, but 6 months from now.
But it even goes further than this. I mean, I gave the kind of the laundry list of the region. So, you know, you got Iran, who I can't even understand, you know, what the negotiations. I'd like to get our guy out. I'd like to get the Americans out. But that should have been before you sat down and talked with these people. Then you've got, as Jordan mentioned, you got the whole Palestinian Authority, Hamas joining the International Criminal Court in the Hague, which makes that a joke. Then at the same time, you got what's going on in Libya. You got what's going on in all these other regions. And you ask yourself this question. The administration's policy has been a complete 100% disaster. They picked one aspect correct in this. Now, Turkey's flexing its muscles. And they're flexing their muscles in a way because they would like the Assad regime out. We dealt with all this at Oxford this week. And the fact of the matter is, folks, we've got to be vigilant. Now, let me ask you this, Stan. You mentioned something I think it's important to underscore for the audience. If the Palestinian Authority goes to the ICC against Israel, there's consequence for that.
Yeah, there is, and there's consequences under a law signed by President Obama. Now, he didn't want to sign it. There were a bunch of us that went to him and said, listen, you've ignored the requirement that says U.S. dollars have to stop if they join a unity government with Hamas. You've ignored that law, so we want a law.
He said his excuse for that was, well, it's just a technocratic government.
That's exactly right. We said, okay, we want a law then that says if what we are predicting comes true, what we are predicting is that Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas will run to the ICC, to the International Criminal Court, and they will launch proceedings against Israel. We want a U.S. law that says if they do that and that investigation is launched, at that point, no more U.S. dollars for the Palestinian Authority. That passed Congress. President Obama signed it with his own pen. And so if this investigation moves forward, U.S. federal law will prevent, it will prohibit the Obama administration from releasing those dollars. Now, quickly, Jay, he will try to ignore that. He's done that in the past.
Well, let's say he does ignore because he's going to try to do that. What do we do?
Well, first of all, we will go back to Congress and ask them to pull the funds altogether. They've been released, but in future years, you can pull them all together. Also, though, Jay, we now have federal law on our side, and we'll be arguing from a position where the federal law is not ambiguous. It's specific. It names the Palestinian Authority, and it says if those funds are released, you are in violation of federal law.
All right, so, folks, we're going to take concrete action on multiple levels with this situation. At the same time, don't forget Pastor Syed Abedini. We're certainly not. This is supposed to be the last day of negotiations. We'll see what happens. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to his petition, which is going to approach 300,000. I mean, you all have been unbelievable in response to this, and we really appreciate that. Let's take another call before the break. Remember, we're here for another 30 minutes on SiriusXM. You get the full broadcast. If not, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. Let's take one more call, Jordan.
Yeah, let's go to William in Georgia on line 6. William, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jordan. This is my opinion and my position when it comes to the decision that President Obama has been making thus far. Either number one, he's on Iranian side, or number two, he is so bent about his policies, his failed policies, the fact that he's willing to put the very fabric of what the United States stands for as well as Israel on the line.
Well, I think it could be both. I mean, I think he is so committed to his policies that he ends up favoring Iran. I think that's what's Jordan, that's what I think's happened. I think William brings up a great point. His policies, I mean, if you read all the releases that are coming out of Iran, I mean, what the Iranians are saying about these negotiations, if you look at what they're saying in the press and what they're putting out on Twitter and all that, and then you hear what the United States is saying, it's like these are two different discussions going on. But I think he's got the president desperately wants a deal, desperately wants a deal. And the question is, what's going to be the cost to the American people?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you've got a situation here where there's a push. I mean, the deadlines are moving. So, you know, you see these dates and everything comes with an asterisk and it's not really an agreement that they're okaying here. And what are they saying that they will do? What are they saying they won't do? Again, we're talking about, and Dad, I think this was what it really comes down to, a nuclear Iran. The question now is the extent of their nuclear program. This P5 plus one, basically the world powers are telling Iran, we'll let you have some kind of nuclear program. The question is, how much of a nuclear program, and will it really keep them from weaponizing, and can you trust the Iranians on anything? I mean, why would you treat them any differently than North Koreans and other regimes, especially when you're talking about not just one that is a human rights abuser at home, but is the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the world?
All right, folks, we're going to take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. You got to get in this conversation. 1-800-684-3110. Othman Abu Gharith, a senior member of the Fatah Central Committee, that's the Palestinian Authority. The option of surrender doesn't exist. The Palestinian people will struggle with all effective means to achieve our goals now that the Oslo Accords are dead. Our people will struggle with all methods, and I mean all methods. You know what I want to say, Mr. Garbe? Who are you kidding? Israel pulls out completely in your zone. Guess how long you're in power? 8 seconds. Go ahead and sign that petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Thank you for supporting our March Matching Challenge. We exceeded our goal. We're starting the April Marching Challenge now. You can do that at ACLJ.org. But we are calling it exactly how it is on these issues. Back with more in a moment.
Join the more than 200,000 people who have taken a stand on this issue. Add your name to our petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Syed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise. He must bring Pastor Syed home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, the second half hour. We are waiting, I wouldn't say anxiously, because I don't expect a lot out of this. The Iranian nuclear agreement, again, it's not a memorandum of understanding. They don't want to even use the term agreement. They want to call it an understanding. Will supposedly be out by the end of the day. Now, that was supposed to be the case yesterday, and as we were on the broadcast, the news broke that that would not happen. They were going to move the deadline till today. The question is, will there be anything out of Switzerland by this evening? This should be pretty early on the East Coast. I mean, it should be by, if you're on the East Coast now, or you're on the West Coast, it should be before close of business for you on the West Coast and by close of business on the East Coast, because that's certainly getting close to midnight in Switzerland, where these negotiations are ongoing between the United States, Iran, of course, the P5 plus one, so it also includes the UK, France, Russia, China, and the plus one is Germany negotiating with the Iranians. But there was important news today that's catching people off guard, and that's that Palestinians joining the International Criminal Court. They have actually sealed their membership at the ICC today, and this is not an April Fool's joke, but it's one of those situations where it can leave you scratch your head. Why would these terror-supporting governments want to be part of the ICC when they are now subject to their own the jurisdiction, which they could be prosecuted for war crimes, certainly if you're the Hamas leadership? Is this a move by the Palestinian Authority to get the Hamas leadership in legal trouble? There's a question there. Is it a, again, the bigger issue, is it really sacrifice some of ours to be able to take Israelis to criminal court? Well, absolutely. It's about the threat. And the Palestinians have said that. This is about putting the pressure on the Israeli soldiers and Israeli troops to think twice before taking action. That was what one of the Palestinian representatives said, again, they're willing to go this far. The Hamas officials, they have also endorsed this. Now, I want to go to Than Bennett, because, Than, there are some things that trigger the stoppage of U.S. funds that go to the Palestinians. There's $400 to $500 million. That's a lot of money, folks. $400 to $500 million. And they get more than that. That's just the baseline funding that comes out of the State Department. Do we expect that this could trigger this in a move in Congress?
Well, the fundamental trigger that we've talked about a lot on this broadcast was the unity government in the first place, Jordan. And you know, the Obama administration essentially made up an excuse. They believed that this was a new government, so therefore Hamas's partnership in it did not trigger a loss in those funds. We disagree with that, but as we talked about in a previous segment of the broadcast, we wanted to look forward. We wanted to say, okay, what avenues of recourse are available to us now? And we fully believe that what we're seeing today was about to happen, that the Palestinian Authority was going to run to the International Criminal Court and levy an investigation against Israel. So we asked Congress to send to the president language that would say, if that happens, then that automatically triggers a loss of U.S. funding. That passed the Congress. President Obama signed it with his own pen. So there's really not going to be a lot of wiggle room when this investigation that you talk about launches. U.S. federal law will say, if that happens, you lose U.S. funding. Now, there may be a fight in that, but now we're talking about very specific language signed by the president himself. It's going to be very, very difficult for the Obama administration to continue sending funding out the door if an ICC investigation launches, as I suspect it will.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls when we come back from this break. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are taking your phone calls, and we want to talk to you about this situation, Saeed's situation with Iran. And if you want to take action there, no deal without the release of Saeed. And what you're not endorsing there, a deal with Iran, but what we're telling this administration is that you shouldn't even move these steps. We shouldn't get past milestones without Saeed and the other Americans' release. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call. It's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign this petition online at ACLJ.org, or call 877-989-2255. It's important. Stay updated on this issue at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
As negotiations intensify to reach a deal over Iran's nuclear capabilities, the focus is once again on Iran. While the Obama administration has repeatedly spoke out on behalf of imprisoned American pastor Saeed Abedini, now is the time for his release. Now more than ever, it's critical that as nuclear negotiations with Iran continue to move forward, the U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is released. Join the more than 200,000 people who have taken a stand on this issue. Add your name to our petition, No Deals with Iran Without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise. He must bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And right to the phones we're going to go. We're talking about, of course, Iran. We're talking about the Palestinians move at the ICC, the nuclear issue, Saeed, and the Americans imprisoned abroad. Let's go to Richard Conner from Nevada on line 5. Richard, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, thank you very much, Jordan. What you and your brother are doing for us is just utterly fantastic. Let me ask you something. Do you not think that it's a propitious time to let people know who these other Americans are apart from Mr. Abedini? You mentioned other Americans. If there is others, mention,
sure.
Let's mention their names and bring them into the forefront.
Well, we've talked about – here's the issue, and I've talked about them in other times when we testify, we talk about them. But remember, they also are represented by – they've got their own attorneys, their own strategy, their family. We represent the Abedini family, so we're able to speak on their behalf. And when we advocate, these are very sensitive situations, and they're all unique. In Saeed's situation, he's imprisoned because of his Christian faith, and yes, he is an American. So there's kind of a dual issue there. So – always lumping them together is not necessarily the right strategy for each of them. Also, I can't speak for the Hekmati family. That's Amir Hekmati. He was visiting family and in prison. Was initially the same prison as Saeed. I can't speak for Robert Levinson's family. He was the former. He was working with the CIA and was in this kind of okay go zone that Iran has, where you don't even need a passport or a visa to go into. And of course, the Washington Post reporter, that's a situation, again, where the Washington Post is representing the family's interest there. So, of course, we should all pray. They should all be returned home. And oftentimes, our government officials put them together. But it's one of those situations. That's why we're always very cautious, because we don't represent those families directly, and they're in very difficult situations. But we should absolutely be praying for them. We should be calling for their release. We have no problem going through the names like we just did with the Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, and then Amir Hekmati, Robert Levinson. Robert Levinson is missing, but we know where Amir Hekmati, we know where that Washington Post reporter are, just like we know where Saeed is. So thanks for your phone call, and I hope that explains things. We have to be careful in our advocacy. We can do the work that we can do for those all who are wrongly imprisoned around the world, but if those families have not asked us directly to do that, and they've got their own strategies and their own working as behind the scenes as well. These are very sensitive situations, but absolutely we can be in prayer, and absolutely we can generally call on their release. Let's go to Leslie in Washington State on line three. Leslie, welcome to JSEC-EO Live.
Thank you, and our prayers to those families and to all of you at ACLJ for the work you do. My question is, earlier I believe your father, Jay, said that ICC has recognized Palestine as a state, and yet technically he said they are not. I'm trying to follow that, and I'm wondering if you could explain more about whether they are technically a state or not.
A member of the United Nations. They are a permanent, it's an observer, but they don't have member state status at the UN. So that's one way to look at it. It's not the only criteria. There are certain criteria as well that have been put forward. We were just at our conference in Oxford on Turkey about a situation not involving Turkey directly, but Cyprus. And do they meet criteria for who is a state under certain aspects of international law? One of the big issues, it's called the Montevideo Convention. One of the big issues is that Turkey, that the Palestinians don't have a unified government or a unified territory. So it's two different territories, the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, with two different governments. They do conduct some foreign relations, but they certainly don't have full ability to do that. And so, again, it's an issue of who is responsible. You know, I'd say this to the ICC. Who are you exactly working with? Because supposedly the unity government isn't really fully functioning in the Palestinian territories. So if someone from Hamas commits a war crime, do they have jurisdiction over that? Are they claiming they have jurisdiction over Hamas now? Does the ICC have jurisdiction over Hamas? Because if they do, there should be a lot of people being prosecuted, because they're certainly not being prosecuted in the Gaza Strip. The ICC is supposed to be a court of last resort. That's why there's not that many prosecutions there to begin with. The U.S. is not a member. We don't want to subject our servicemen and women to the ICC's jurisdiction. But I can tell you that unlike Israel, in the Gaza Strip, there are no prosecutions going on for these terrorists behind, because I mean they're in control of Hamas or Islamic Jihad. And then, you know, we discussed this last week, but it's one of those situations, even, you know, now you have to question the move at the UN that I mentioned first, because if the administration, if the Palestinians are this bold, why would they not push ahead with that? And is the U.S. going to stand in the way?
Well, I think they're pushing ahead specifically because the United States is standing down, Jordan. I mean, you walk through some of those criteria, defined territories, functioning government. You alluded to this, but I would elaborate on the capability of conducting foreign affairs. I mean, if the charter of one of the portions of your unity government is the abolition and destruction of your neighbor, I don't think you're capable of conducting foreign affairs, and yet that's exactly what we have when we talk about Hamas. But when you talk about whether or not the United Nations Security Council is going to acknowledge statehood, whether the criteria is met or not, you are essentially now talking about whether or not the United States is going to veto that application at the Security Council, because we've gotten to a point after a lot of feet dragging by the Obama administration that is really all that is standing in the way. So you're talking about a veto at the Security Council, and if the United States stands down on that, regardless of whether the criteria are going to meet, they're probably going to cross that threshold.
We're going to continue to take your phone calls now, 1-800-684-3110. Spiros is calling in from New York. Spiros, I think you have something unique, and so I'm going to trust you with that for what I can, and you were honest to our call screener, so go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I gave the song, and it's only a two-minute song. It's in four languages, and in 26 years of making records, books, and films in Israel, this is what it means to me, and I'm sure you'll agree. Here we go. This is a song called Masada Will Not Fall Again. This is the same as I screened it. Let me tell you a story of bravery and glory in 73 A.D. Masada's fight against Roman rule and might, like Maccabeus against the Greek iron will. Historian Josephus wrote about that fortress on a hill. Masada, Masada will not fall again. It was an evil nature of sin. In 135 A.D., little Israel failed to see what Roman Emperor Hadrian had in mind. When Hadrian destroyed the land of Abraham, they wouldn't meet his demands, and for more than 1,800 years of time, the land was falsely renamed Palestine.
I'm only cutting it because we can't have time for the full song, and I like the history aspect of it. And so I'm not cutting you off in a negative way. It's just, you know, we can't give 2-3 minutes everybody to sing their song, unfortunately, on the air. So I'm sure there's a way people can find that information, and I wanted to give you an opportunity because you were honest about two of the call screeners, but I think if we're starting right now in about 100 AD, we may not get to modern day by the time we're done with this segment, and certainly maybe not even with the show. But thank you for that, and thank you for calling in. We're going to continue to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We got another segment coming up. Cheryl calling in from New York on line 4. Cheryl, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Jordan, and for everything you and your father are doing. God bless you. I just wanted to say that I happened to see Nagma Abedini on Greta Van Susteren, and she was speaking about Saeed, and she said that his condition is not good. He needs surgery, and that the water is not clean. What the water that they give him is very unclean. He's not getting any protein in the food that they give him. And she's very fearful that if there's a deal between, the P5+1 and Iran, it's going to be too late to get him out of there, that they won't be able to get him home. So I just wanted to say that it's time for Saeed to come home.
Absolutely. And, Cheryl, you're right. I mean, we have to remember that this is not a U.S. prison. These are horrendous, overpopulated, overcrowded, just horrific conditions that we cannot imagine as Americans. And so unless you've experienced a authoritarian third world government's prison, even the images don't speak to what it feels like, what it smells like, survival, being in prison with other individuals that could be some who are dangerous, just corrupt system. So we have to, of course, understand that when we say Saeed is in prison, don't imagine a U.S. prison, even a tough one, because whatever we're imagining, it is much, much worse. And so the physical conditions, his physical condition, the psychological conditions are extremely difficult. So as we approach Easter, be in prayer for the Abedini family. As these nuclear talks continue, make sure we continue to pressure our government to get Saeed and the other Americans home. Call our toll-free number now. That's 877-989-2255. Again, it's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Now, coming up, we'll continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, and more information about this move by the Palestinians today joining the International Criminal Court. No, that's not an April Fool's joke. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulo Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. As negotiations intensify to reach a deal over Iran's nuclear capabilities, the focus is once again on Iran. While the Obama administration has repeatedly spoke out on behalf of imprisoned American pastor Saeed Abedini, now is the time for his release. Now more than ever, it's critical that as nuclear negotiations with Iran continue to move forward, the U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is released. Join the more than 200,000 people who have taken a stand on this issue. Add your name to our petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise. He must bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Paper, and in the middle of negotiation. nations you break down. I never give you my number. I only
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I was going to just let that play out for a little while. The famous connected section of Abbey Road in the Beatles. Great tune, actually. And the sentiment, you never give me your money. That's what I guess the Palestinian authorities, well, they've been getting our money. They just should not be. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I apologize a little bit for my voice. We were over in Oxford at our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy Symposium at the University of Oxford. And you guessed it, we did a lot of talking. So there you have it. So I took a couple days off to kind of rest, and at least I think you can understand me now. But if you can only understand one thing, understand this. Thank you to the ACLJ members and listeners to this broadcast that help us meet our goal and exceed it for March and our matching challenge. In March and April, we do these matching challenge campaigns, and for March, we exceeded the goal, and again, a huge thank you. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Then let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yeah, we're going to go to Dasha calling from California on line 2. Dasha, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Dasha.
Jay, I'm a proud and happy member of ACLJ.
Well, great. Thank you.
For a long time. I have a two-part question.
Sure.
The first part is, in the Old Testament, I understand that the word Palestine came from Philistine. I don't see anywhere in the Old Testament where God allocated land to the Arabs, and I'd like to know about that. The second part is I see this Iranian deal as a time frame in which once it goes through, do you believe, or I see, that Israel is going to have to act sometime before the 10 years, before they do have that nuclear capability? They've got to do something to protect Israel by taking
out. Let me answer the second one first, Dasha. Number one, I cannot imagine a scenario where Israel is going to allow the Iranian Ayatollah and the Revolutionary Guard to have, under their control, a nuclear weapon. And not only do I not see the Israelis allowing that, let me tell you who else I think joins that chorus of people saying we're not going to allow that in the region. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the Jordanians, and a number of the Gulf states. Coupled with that, France, who have been the most outspoken against the president. I mean, we got a socialistically led government in France, and they are the government that has been the most outspoken against what the president's trying to do on this nuclear deal. So that kind of tells you something. And then listen to what... this is an interesting comment from Bibi Netanyahu just yesterday, talking about what these Iranians generals are saying during this negotiating process. Listen, number one.
Yesterday, an Iranian general brazenly declared, and I quote, "Israel's destruction is non-negotiable." But evidently, giving Iran's murderous regime a clear path to the bomb is negotiable. This is unconscionable.
And I think, Than, the reality is there's starting to be world opinion is turned on this. I think the longer this goes, with now the extension today and no release of the Americans at this point, which is disheartening to say the least, no matter what your view is on whether we should be discussing anything with the Iranians, they should have let the Americans out. But the fact is the political consequences of this, I think, for the president are going to be dramatic because, Than, what this is establishing is in the Middle East, he has completely inflamed the entire region.
Yeah, and there's really no other way left to look at it, Jay. I mean, you've got Iran continuing to say that they want to wipe Israel off the map. But then you also look at the particulars that are reported to be, even in the framework understanding. I mean, you're talking about 6,000 to 10,000 centrifuges continuing to spend, Jay. I mean, 6,000 to 10,000 centrifuges, that is not a peaceful program. So as the rest of the world starts to look at even the framework that's coming out of this agreement or reportedly coming out of this agreement, they are by and large saying, we know what Iran's up to. They're after weapons, and this is going to allow that.
All right, let's go right back to the phones, taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Than, who do we have next?
Let's go to George Ann calling from Colorado on line 6. George Ann, you're on the air.
Hi, George Ann.
Oh, we thank you so very much for all the hard work
Thanks.
You're doing. It's just really miraculous that you all can do this day after day, and we're so thankful to God for you.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, what response have you received from the subcommittee on foreign relations that you met with a few weeks ago regarding the persecuted church?
Well, I think it's the response was overwhelming. I mean, if the goal of the hearing was to bring the issue of persecution of Christians in the Middle East and others, it certainly accomplished that task. The the fact of the matter is it was a wide-ranging hearing. It had dramatic moments when you talk about what's actually going on. I think Senator Graham deserves a huge thank you for putting this together. I was pleased to testify and to be part of that hearing. We've done a lot of hearings this last 4 months, but this one was a significant one. Let me play for you. This is from the hearing itself. This is Senator Graham. This is the reason why he did it.
A hearing without action is just a meeting. I didn't convene a meeting. I want it to result in action. Thank you all. This has been one of the most impressive hearings I've ever attended. I think I'm better off for it, and I hope the committee will take your suggestions to heart, and I predict we will.
And we had found concrete action that we suggested to take place, and as Senator Graham said, a hearing without action is just a meeting, and he didn't want that, and we were very specific on what we were asking.
Yeah, and they followed through, Jay. I mean, you heard Chairman Graham talk about promising to put into action some of the recommendations that you've made. Well, I can tell you we've sat down with Senator Graham, with Senator Lankford, Senator Blunt, and others on the committee, and they are working on language as we speak to make religious freedom one of the criteria they look at when writing their funds to send money overseas. Other items as well that we can't get into all of them, but one of the ones that was very specific is you wanted them to include non-state actors when you're
right.
looking at religious freedom violations. They have promised to work on language to make that the new federal law in the United States of America. So concrete actions following it, really going down the line of all of your recommendations.
And we had over 100,000 of you participate with us, which we let the committee know. Let's take Mike's call out of Massachusetts. He's on line five. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jay. Thank you. You kind of touched on my question.
Yep.
I wanted to know if there was any kind of a deadline as far as the cutting off of funds for countries that we know support and acknowledge terrorism as their way of doing things.
Well, they're supposed to be, and the framework is not being followed like it's supposed to, and we're requesting oversight on that. I think the next major move, as we talked about in the first half hour of the broadcast, is going to be this Palestinian move dealing with, you know, the taking an action against the Israelis at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Now, I said we're doing a two-prong attack on this. First, number one, we are going to basically build up, here's all the things that the ICC, under the Rome Statute, here's what the Palestinian Authority's done that violates it, whether it's using civilians as shields, whether it's using hospitals or schools as staging grounds, whether it's suicide bombers. You don't get to do that and then say you're a member of the ICC without repercussions. So number one. So we're going to prepare that. At the same time, of course, we're going to ultimately prepare a defense. That's ongoing right now. Our offices around the globe are fully engaged in this. I was emailing this morning our office, our lawyers in Jerusalem, with Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ in our Virginia office, and a couple of other lawyers. We're putting that process together right now. That's why we're doing all of this. Folks, again, a huge thank you to the thousands of you that donated and support the work of the ACLJ. You made our March matching challenge a huge success. We're now starting the April matching challenge, so you can help that. It's March and April, the two big months. Just go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255, ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255 to support us in the matching challenge. Our book, Rise of ISIS, I encourage you to get it, especially with all this discussion of Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. Get the book, Rise of ISIS, available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever books are sold. It really does lay out the case here, and we encourage you to get that. And last but not least, like our Facebook pages. I have one, the ACLJ has one, even the J. Secular Ban has one, and use Twitter. We're starting to bring those Twitter comments as they come out. Talk to you tomorrow.
Join the more than 200,000 people who have taken a stand on this issue. Add your name to our petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise. He must bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.